Good morning. The Gulf War is over, but we still live in a world that is sick, riddled with fear, and in great danger. The gospel does not take evil lightly. There's never any suggestion that the world is not such a bad place after all, and that man's a fine fellow at heart. And if we only leave humanity to itself and give it a chance, it'll muddle through in time. There is no assurance that man is really a very decent fellow. And if he does make mistakes, he's doing his best. And anyhow, he's very sincere. Especially at this time, we can have no illusions. We cannot, if we are honest, blame all the ills on the shoulders of one man. Lots of people made handsome profits by helping Saddam Hussein on his evil way. The world's sickness extends to the hungry and the homeless and the poor, the abused, and the reliance of nations on war as a weapon of justice. But having said that, the gospel is not a gospel of doom. Yes, the world is in danger, and the gospel says so because it strips off all unreality and fearlessly exposes the truth. The gospel alone can do that because it also has a remedy. When you're ill, you can face the worst diagnosis if you know there is a certain cure. And there is. The world as we see it reflects the soul and the thinking of man. The world is the outward expression of mankind's inner thoughts, and those thoughts can undergo the most radical change. The good news that Jesus brought is the proclamation that the reign of God is there for the taking. Now we might have thought that such a gospel would have been grasped by humankind with joyous gratitude, but on the contrary, its very goodness has been the ground of its rejection. It's been condemned without trial as too good to be true. We have seen that the impending disaster is a material one. The homeless on our streets, the starving millions of Africa. But we know that behind it and the cause of it is a spiritual disaster. By allowing God's thoughts to begin to determine our thoughts, the spiritual regeneration is set in motion. In the mind of God, there is already a new world order. Let that mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We think of God as being almighty. Can we also think of God as love? And to believe that love is almighty, that love can overcome all things? It's a thought. No, it's more than a thought. It's a revolution.